History became aware of the people, who are today referred to as Vikings, in 793 AD, when a force of raiders from across the North Sea landed on Lindisfarne Island and sacked the monastery there. This was no chance landfall, nor was it the first time that Viking ships had landed on the Northumbrian coast. The raiders knew about the monastery and the easy plunder to be had there from their previous expeditions. The origin of these raiders is open to some debate. Most agree that they were Scandinavians, although it has been suggested that they might have been Frisians. It is most likely that they were of Danish or Norwegian origin, possibly sailing from settlements in the Orkney or Shetland Islands. Contemporary sources refer to them as coming from the north, or from the land of robbers, which suggests that enough raids had occurred previously for these seafarers to have acquired a reputation, long before they struck Lindisfarne. The sacking of Lindisfarne was a dramatic event, and is now seen as the emergence onto the stage of a new and frightening people. It is a simple and clear-cut starting point for the Viking Age, but the men of the North did not simply wake up one morning and decide to ravage the coasts of Europe for the next 300 years. So why did they do so? Where did they come from, and what drove them to such brutality? Early habitation. Humans may have inhabited Scandinavia more than 200,000 years ago, before the last ice age. Any human population of that era was driven out or killed off by climatic conditions, and it was not until 8,000 to 9,000 BC that humans returned to the area. There is evidence of Old Stone Age habitation in Denmark during the period 8,000 to 4,000 BC, such as stone carvings. Farming and livestock herding allowed a more settled lifestyle during the New Stone Age, 4,000 BC, and numerous settlements from this era have been discovered. The introduction of bronze tools around 2000 to 1500 BC allowed improved farming and industrial techniques that could support a larger population, and of course, made conflict between rival groups more deadly. In the Bronze Age, society in Scandinavia was based around small communities, with some individuals being rich enough to afford lavish burials, surrounded by bronze tools and weapons. Many of these weapons show signs of hard use, suggesting that conflict was commonplace. Trade was also widespread, with some areas of Scandinavia importing large quantities of metal for use by local craftsmen. The Iron Age. The climate in Bronze Age Scandinavia was warmer than it is today, although a cooling that occurred around 500 BC may have made life much harder for the people of the region. At around the same time, the use of iron became far more prevalent. At first, it was used mainly by bronze smiths to make their bronze working tools, but eventually a move to iron tools and weapons took place. This made the large-scale importation of metals less necessary, as iron was available locally and in abundance. Although the Roman Empire never reached into Scandinavia, the people of the region traded with Roman territories and undoubtedly absorbed elements of Roman culture and technology. Roman writings of the period show a vague familiarity with Scandinavian names and some concepts that might have been derived from Scandinavian culture, although some of these sources speak of men with the heads of dogs or vultures, so their accuracy in other areas is debatable. Archaeological finds suggest that the Scandinavians of the Iron Age launched seaborne raids, sometimes in significant numbers, and that they built hill forts and other defenses. Perhaps these were constructed for protection from the raids of other groups. Technology, particularly metalsmithing, made advances during this period. Intricate designs of gold became quite common, especially as the Roman Empire declined and ceased actively to defend its borders or began bribing its barbarous neighbors to refrain from raiding. Some of this treasure found its way into Scandinavia by various means, and the social elite of the region was rich by anyone's standards during the period 400 to 600 AD. Up until this time, the Scandinavians spoke the same language as other Germanic people, but changes between 550 and 750 AD resulted in the emergence of a language known as Dansk Tunga, or the Danish tongue, now called Old Norse. The Danish tongue was spoken all across the Viking lands of Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Britain, Iceland, and the islands in between,